thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, tolerant viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on 21 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. We recently added 4 new cable channels. In the nation of Mongolia, Squat, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahun Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Star, Channel 14, and in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Around the world, other cable channels include in Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utur, on Channel 21, through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongja Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand allocates funds for Indigenous students' education. In medical news, a super quick heart surgery is performed in Russia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 7th, is Independence Day in the Solomon Islands, celebrating its self-sovereignty gain in 1978. East of Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands are situated in the South Pacific Ocean. The Marowo Lagoon in the Western Province is the largest saltwater lagoon in the world. Another extraordinary feature of this beautiful island country is East Rennell. It is a part of the Rennell Island, the southernmost island of the nation and the biggest raised coral atoll on Earth. East Rennell, which contains Lake Tegano, the biggest freshwater lake in the South Pacific, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the friendly people of the Solomon Islands a happy Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Rains flood northern Aulac or Vietnam. In the affected provinces of Baekdang, Laogai, Gaobang, and Haiyang, 22 people have succumbed to landslides and flooding from rains that began last Friday, with up to dozens who could be missing. Roads, telecommunications, and power supplies have been interrupted as residents were evacuated from their homes. Some 500 houses and hundreds of acres of rice, corn, and cassavas are estimated to be damaged or destroyed.
On July 6, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000, asking our association's relief team to go and share her love and sorrow while sending her prayers. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $252,000 in basic supplies if bought in the U.S., based on the cost of living in Aulac. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's timely assistance to the Aulac Seas or Vietnamese people.
Our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones to these unfortunate events, and pray for the quick recuperation of the afflicted to their productive day-to-day lives. May our world soon see a lessening of such weather extremities as humanity turns to more earth-considerate lifestyles.
Twister touches down in New Zealand. A tornado that struck last Saturday in the town of Kaitaia left a trail of ruins in its wake. Trees were uprooted and the roofs and windows of 20 homes, as well as the Kaitaia Hospital, suffered damage. Police and other regional organizations and personnel used salvage sheets and tarpaulins to temporarily protect affected homes. There have thankfully been no reports of injuries or casualties. We appreciate the timely assistance of the local police and other staff in aiding the tornado-hit residents, wishing the residents of Kaitaia a soon recovery of the comfort of their everyday lives, as we pray that such potential disasters are eased through the increased care of our shared planetary abode.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
WHO traces antiviral resistant swine flu. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has begun investigating the potential spread of what appears to be a new form of the swine flu that is resistant to the antiviral medication Tamiflu. A woman arriving in Hong Kong, China from California, USA, is now the third person known to have been confirmed with this antiviral resistant form.
At least 124 countries globally have now been affected by the illness, as Macedonia reports her first two cases ever, with afflicted persons that have surpassed 94,500 in number, and over 425 lives lost to the disease, as reported officially. However, British Health Secretary Andy Burnham has stated he expects swine flu cases could reach 100,000 per day in the United Kingdom alone by the end of August,
In Asia, cases have been growing by dozens in places such as Hong Kong and Olac or Vietnam. The Philippines Department of Health announced that nearly half of the country's confirmed 1,709 swine flu victims are between the ages of 10 and 19.
Concerns are also being raised in Muslim countries about the November Hajj pilgrimage, which is forecast to bring 3 million people to the Saudi city of Mecca from 160 countries. Meanwhile, Tunisia's health officials have forbidden all but the main Hajj pilgrimage this year to help reduce the risk of swine flu.
Our continued thankfulness for the myriad governments, organizations, and individuals cooperating to further understand and prevent the spread of the swine flu. It saddens us to know of the most recent losses and pray for the recovery of sufferers. We look forward to the day when all animal agriculture as a source of this illness has been eliminated and a vitality-building organic vegan diet is the norm for all.
Vegetarian diet reduces risk of cancer by almost half. Findings from a recent report published in the British Journal of Cancer revealed that compared to meat eaters, vegetarians were diagnosed with 45% fewer cases of cancers involving the blood, such as leukemia, and were 12% less likely to get cancer overall. Over 61,000 British persons participated in the more than 12-year study conducted by researchers from the United Kingdom and New Zealand. Our earnest thanks participating United Kingdom and New Zealand researchers for this important information that once again highlights the health benefits of the meat-free diet. May more people quickly adopt a plant-based lifestyle for greater well-being and to safeguard our earth.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Ricardo Martinelli inaugurated in Panama. Following a win of over 60% of the popular vote, the new president announced national goals that included building a subway system in the nation's capital, as well as monthly financial aid for the elderly and raising police salaries to boost morale. He also provided a new vision for the country's prisons, stating that they would become centers for rehabilitation. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. wishing you success in fulfilling these and other uplifting goals as you serve the highest interests of the warm-hearted Panamanian people.
Algeria hosts Pan-Africa Festival. From July 5th to 20th, some 28,000 artists and writers are gathering in Algiers from across the continent as well as from Brazil and the USA for the second Pan-African Culture Festival. With an official start that coincided with Algeria's Independence Day on Sunday, guests were treated to a parade on Saturday with floats representing each African country. Throughout the festival, all shows are free and open to the public. Culture Minister Khalida Toumi stated, "We expect this gathering to lead to an emergence of fresh talent in music, the arts, and the other activities on the program. Kudos, Mr. Toumi and Algeria, for such a spectacular and creative occasion. Wishing all participants and attendees many colorfully memorable moments at this joyous celebration of African talent and creativity."
Colombians disarm for peace. The Colombian government has announced that nearly 1,100 members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, 280 National Liberation Army, or ELN members, and 8 from other paramilitary groups, have voluntarily surrendered their weapons. The government has assured their reintegration into society per the Humanitarian Attention Program to Demobilization, which offers financial, health, and educational support for individuals and families. Since 2002, President Álvaro Uribe's attentiveness towards advancing peace has resulted in the disarmament of some 19,300 Colombians. Colombian residents, we laud your choice to return to lives of goodness and send our appreciation to President Uribe and your country for offering such a benevolent reintegration program. May heaven bless your nation and our world in progressing toward a nobler, kinder existence for all. In recognition of President Álvaro Uribe's exemplary and benevolent initiatives, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring His Excellency with a Shining World Leadership Award.
Humanitarian aid delivered to North Korea. South Korea has permitted a resuming of assistance to our northern neighbor as the country's National Movement for Mutual Aid donated 3 batches of construction materials. Non-governmental organizations Peace 3000 and the Children's Foundation also plan to send additional construction supplies as well as food. Our appreciation, South Korea, and all humanitarian groups providing help to the North Korean people. Heaven bless your caring efforts and the Korean Peninsula with brotherly love and peace.
Save our planet. Britain finds decline in woodland birds. According to a first-ever published report of British woodland birds surveyed from 1967 to 1999, populations declined significantly over the 30-year period, with 12 species diminished by 70% or more and nightingales dropping by over 95%. Many of these avian species, whose numbers have precipitously declined, are thought to have lost their winter habitats in tropical West Africa. The British Trust for Ornithology, or BTO, has begun a new research to track the current populations and migration of these woodland birds.
BTO's Chris Hewson said, "This research will hopefully enable us to identify what the changes happening in Africa are that are causing these declines and ultimately, we hope, to enable us to come up with suggestions for solutions that would benefit not just the birds but also the people who live there."
What a saddening loss, Mr. Hewson and British Trust for Ornithology. We appreciate your dedicated efforts to understand and preserve our precious feathered co-inhabitants. May the beautiful nightingale and other avian friends soon flourish with the grace of the divine.
During a climate change conference of April 2009 with dignitaries in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai responded to a question on how being vegan and going green offers the best protection to the fragile populations of wild birds.
"In regard to the message, I am a vegan and green, save the earth, this is surely connected to all the animals and the birds also. Once we understand one species of animals, we could understand other species as well. Being vegan simply means we don't eat the animals, we don't harm any animal. This will save the planet and preserve the treasured wild such as the birds. we should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for the birds and all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them. Stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save the planet too, the planet of the animals.
Save Our Planet, Middle East Climate Champions Convene. Organized by the British Council, this first Middle East gathering of climate champions brought together international climatology experts and 25 youth from Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, United Arab Emirates, and Libya. Held in Kuwait, the meeting provided an opportunity for the young advocates to create awareness-raising campaigns and programs to implement in addressing climate change. Their participation also means that these champions now become part of the British Council's Global International Climate Champion Network, joining more than 1,300 other similarly minded youth from 60 countries to further ideas and influence change. A green hats off, British Council, United Kingdom, and climate change champions of the Middle East and worldwide, for your noble initiatives and constructive efforts. May your love and passion for the environment bring manifold changes to benefit our Earth and her inhabitants.
Green walls take root across the world, providing noise reduction, natural cooling, air conditioning, and a feeling of happiness in people. Large green plant walls are being constructed more and more as a way to beautify buildings as well as renew the life and vigor of nature in urban environments worldwide.
One such vegetecture designed by France's Patrick Blanc, located near the southern face of the Musée du Quai Branly in Paris, features over 170 different species of plants and is regarded as one of the largest vertical gardens of its kind in the world. Some architects' visions include people being able to harvest food from where they live and work. Richard Sabin of Biotecture, whose team recently completed a wall of salad leaves, including pak choi and lettuce, said, "They're living walls, and they come in all sorts of colours, not just green. The plants absorb toxins and have a really positive impact on air pollution. The future applications are endless."
What a refreshing addition to our city's buildings. Our gracious thanks, designers, and we can't wait to see many more such cascades of greenery and structures worldwide.
Save Our Planet. In Southern California, USA, scientists have linked a fourth year of decreased rainfall with human-caused climate change, saying that they would expect further water shortages along with insect infestations, more wildfires, and heat waves.
Save Our Planet. Renowned Malayalam poet and eco-activist Sugatha Kumari of India is being honored with this year's Bashir Award, presented by Pravasi Doha in Qatar, for her wide-ranging influence in raising awareness about environmental issues.
Save Our Planet. Following severe thunderstorms and a period of hot weather, oxygen depletion from pollutant runoff and global warming-related algal blooms caused hundreds of fish to perish in a Birmingham, England lake.
Save Our Planet, a report from the U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration states that the U.S. is already seeing more extreme weather events due to human-caused global warming, which, if unchecked, will have increasingly adverse effects on both agriculture and livelihoods.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nimbo the Nubian Ibex, and I'm a vegan. I'd like to tell you a tip about squirrels. These nimble co-inhabitants love a variety of foods, including corn, sunflower seeds, and nuts. Putting these treats in easily accessible places will ensure that they get enough nutrients throughout the year and allow you to see more of these wonderful, intelligent creatures. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News. Today, we'd like to share a touching letter from one of our association members from the United States.
I just watched your special presentation in observance of International Day Against Drug Abuse, and I felt so touched and grateful that you are providing this truthful and vital information to the public. When I was a teenager, I felt that this life was somehow a lie, and that the institutions in power, government, media, etc., did not have the truth. I rebelled against society by abusing illicit drugs, which also gave me some temporary feeling of a higher experience. When I heard about Supreme Master Qinghai, the Kuan Yin method, and the precepts, I knew in my heart that giving up the temporary enlightenment of drugs would allow me to have the true experience of the truth. Master has said that addictive drug users are often sincere truth seekers who are looking for God but have fallen into the wrong path. It has been 12 years now since I began practicing the Kuan Yin method, and I actually forgot that I used to use addictive drugs until watching your show. However, I was also reminded of the many friends whom I loved who did not escape drug addiction and have either lost their lives or are still addicted today. I wish to offer viewers my story as proof that the void left in our hearts by addictive drug use can be filled and overfilled with the love of God. You may even forget your past worldly identity when you realize your saintly nature. With Supreme Master Qinghai's love and the Kuan Yin method, only good things are possible. Master, thank you from the depth of my heart for giving me not only a chance at life, but for saving me and showing me the truth that I was looking for. In grateful tears, Beth from the USA.
And here is a personal message from Supreme Master Qinghai. You are welcome, my love. I am too so grateful that you wake up and trust your higher intuition. Humans are originally the best and deserve the best of all divine blessings, if we but heed the guiding call. All my love and prayers for your loved friends. Love, love, Qinghai.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects, brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a three-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
In education news, New Zealand allocates $12.8 million for Maori education. During the next 4 years, the funds will assist Maori students in grades 9 and 10 from 30 schools through a program called Te Kotahi Tanga. For the year 2009 to 2010, $4.1 million will be allotted. $2.9 million will be contributed for 2010 to 2011 and $2.9 million for each of the following 2 years. Our thankfulness, New Zealand, for your dedication to young Maori citizens. May all youth be graced with fulfilling and joyful futures. Up next on Outwasi News, a 14-year-old Russian girl receives a heart operation lasting just over 1 minute. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for such a beautiful world. Please stay tuned for more fantastic news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for a magnificent world. In medical news, a new heart surgery technique is performed in Russia. At the Bakyalev Scientific Center of Cardiovascular Surgery in Moscow, 14-year-old Gonusa Mamatova was the first patient to undergo the procedure invented by Russian doctors for heart rhythm disorders. She had ventricular tachycardia, a dangerous condition that causes the heart to beat irregularly and faster than normal. The operation, which involved computer imaging, was only a little over a minute, but afterwards Gonusa's heart beat evenly and calmly. Congratulations, Bakyalev Scientific Center of Cardiovascular Surgery, and our gratitude for the development and implementation of this life-saving surgery. Also, Gonusa, we're so happy you are well. May you be blessed by heaven with a vibrant and joyous life.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled The Portrait, told by Supreme Master Qinghai.
Có một ông nhà giàu kia, ông khoe khoang, nên đến nhà một họa sĩ truyền thần yêu cầu vẽ cho mình một bức và hẹn sẽ thưởng với giá 100 đồng. Một tháng sau, ông ta lại đến nhà họa sĩ, thấy bức tranh rất giống ông, nhưng ông ta không muốn trả tiền, nên bắt bẻ. Tôi mà lại như thế này hả? Tôi chỉ trả 5 đồng thôi. Rồi họa sĩ đưa gương cho anh chàng nhà giàu coi. Thì anh chàng coi thấy giống mình quá đi, vì cái mặt mũi xệ của mình được vẽ một cái truyền thần vô cùng cặn kẽ. Cho nên ông ta giãy nảy lên, à tôi mà lại như thế này hả, tôi chỉ trả 1 đồng thôi. Rồi ông ta quầy quả bỏ đi. Chiều hôm ấy, mọi người đi qua trước nhà họa sĩ đều thấy bức tranh của ông nhà giàu với dòng chữ ở dưới là chân dung của một con bò đây giá 200 đồng. Cho nên mọi người đều đùng rùm beng lên hết. Rồi cái ông nhà giàu kia, ông nghe được. Thành ra ông phải vội vã chạy đến và năn nỉ ông họa sĩ để mà mua lại bức tranh truyền thần của mình. Lúc này ông trả 200 đồng, không thiếu một xu.
And now for our viewers' hotline. Reverend Melissa Smith watched from the ASEAN Gospel of Peace Book 3 on Supreme Master Television's Between Master and Disciples. She wrote,
Bless you, Master Qinghai and Supreme Master Television. The Gospel of Peace and the Gospel of the Holy Twelve are the two most important books for mankind, and their teachings as taught by Christ Yeshu is the only way that humankind are to live. These are texts that are very close to my heart, and bless you for sharing them with the world. Together, we will help the Brotherhood become one. Bless you for your great work, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Reverend Melissa Smith.
Respected Reverend Smith, Christ imparted the noble path of compassion and peace for humankind. Let us indeed heed his words, and together create a paradise on our planet where all beings live in harmony. Thank you for your great love. With God's infinite light and blessings.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with the spirit of kindness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A delegation from Cuba attends the investiture of Panama's new president, Ricardo Martinelli, where they also meet with dignitaries to strengthen mutual cooperation in areas such as health, sports, and trade.
As part of a new modernization program, Morocco's Ministry of Islamic Affairs is providing training to 45,000 of the country's imams or spiritual leaders, which will qualify them as religious instructors.
Organized by the Cultural Department of the Saudi Embassy in the USA, a commencement ceremony in Washington, D.C. congratulated 823 graduating scholarship exchange students from Saudi Arabia.
A pilot program being tested in Pennsylvania, USA, is successfully helping people who have fallen behind on their mortgage payments, with over 60% who have been able to keep their homes.
Inspired by the animal kingdom's use of touch, a team of UK scientists developed ScratchBot, a robotic rat with sensory whiskers that is being developed for use in rescue situations.
To protect public health, U.S. food distributors recall a variety of products containing non-fat dried milk and other products that may have been contaminated with the animal-derived bacteria Salmonella.
U.S. high school students from several Jesuit schools raise funds to outfit a 40-piece band at St. George's College Jesuit High School in Kingston, Jamaica, and are traveling to Jamaica to study music together.
On the 500th anniversary of the birth of French Protestant John Calvin, the Vatican newspaper Osservatore Romano commends the reformer as a Christian theologian who made important contributions to European life.
An animal task force in Missouri, USA, helped rescue two dogs from a car that was measured at 89 degrees Fahrenheit, saying that a safe temperature in summer is no more than 70 degrees.
The Asian Development Bank, or ADB, announces a $95 million loan to OLAC or Vietnam to improve the safety and quality of the country's food products, which in turn will assure more engagement in the global market.
Attended by hundreds of Tibetan faithful in New Delhi and Dharamshala, India, His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 74-year young birthday was celebrated amidst many festivities and prayers.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.